In our previous year, we began discussing the concept that Reb Yossi teaches us in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, which, as we learned in that shiur, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat actually paskins like Reb Yossi. Keset Osa Halah Schoira in Parashat Chaveira. I cannot use someone else's asset for my personal gain. So one of the places where I saw that the Paiskim discusses the Shiloh is if somebody rented an apartment and he rents that apartment further, he subleases that apartment for more than he's paying rent. So certainly if he didn't have a right to sublease the apartment, whatever rent is received belongs to the landlord. But let's say there's a situation where he has the right to rent out the apartment. And the Paiskim, which is not really the subject of today's shiur, discussed that. One is such a situation the Paiskim discuss is where there's only karka, there's only property at hand, and the amount of people that will move in instead of me are equal, the family size the same. Or if I had permission to sublease. So there, the Ramah and Simon and Chashimis, but Shimon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Gimel Paskins, that the extra rent goes to the tenant. What about the concept of Rav Yossi that we learned Keitzer Osa Halos Chayra BePerasa Shel Chaveri? Because here, I am the tenant. When I am the tenant, I have the right to live here. When I have the right to sublease the apartment, it's my apartment that I'm subleasing. It's as if I'm subleasing a house that I own. And along the same lines, there's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitzel Yezer, Simon Chavches, a lengthy tshuva, where apparently in Eretz Yisrael, in places where there's a difficulty in getting apartments, so if I am living in an apartment, I'm a tenant in an apartment, I have the right, they take money for help agreeing that my apartment should not go to this tenant versus another tenant. Even though the apartment doesn't belong to me, it really belongs to the landlord, he seems to say, b'dieved, that would be in the same category and would be mutter. Along this type of a shayla, there's a tshuva, there's a discussion in the Cheshukei Chemer here with the following situation. There was somebody who leased a large store. He didn't need such a large space. He divided the store into two, and he subleased half the store, and the other half of the store he kept for himself. The landlord of this property, of the store, sold the entire property to a builder who wants to destroy this entire building and build on it a new, larger building. So when this new landlord, the builder, came to ask for rent from the tenant, so the tenant says, we're prepared to sign a new lease. So the new landlord, the builder, says, I'm not prepared to sign a new lease with you. My goal here is to demolish this building. And the moment I get the proper permits, that's my intention. So certainly I'm not going to sign a lease. So the tenant said to him, if that's the case, that you will have the right to evict us at any time that you want, we're not prepared to pay rent. So the landlord slash builder agreed that they won't pay rent on the condition that they agree that as soon as he gets the permit to build, they will vacate this property. So now we have this tenant who, as we said a moment ago, is the tenant of a large store, and he has the subleased part of that store to another tenant, and he tells this tenant to whom he subleased, "I still want rent from you." So this tenant, the subleaser, says to him, "You're not paying rent. Why should I have to pay you rent?" So he says to him, "What's the difference to you what I am or I am not paying? You have with me a lease that you subleased from me, this store, and you have to pay to me rent." So this should seem to be a situation of Ketzer Halo Oisus Chara, but Parasa Shal Chaveri. However, he also quotes, as we just did a moment ago, the Ramah in Chashmis B'Tzimin Shin Suf Samach Gimel Suf Yud, that if I rented an apartment and now I sublease the apartment and I get more rent than I pay, it belongs to me. And ask the Tzais, the why. Why is that different than as the case of Ketzer Halo also Schoir for us Shal Chaveiro? What does the Ramah here say that I could get keep the extra rent? And now Gemara, we paskin like Reb Yossi. And we explain the Tzoyser's vort that you can't compare the two situations. In our Mishnah, I borrowed the very same cow that he rented. Whereas when I rent the store is now mine. So if I sublease it, and we're again referring to a situation where I had permission to sublease this, the halacha is that I could keep the extra rent. However, says the Chashuki Chemet, there's another factor to take into consideration in the Shaila. When can I ask from the tenant of the half of the store to whom I'm subleasing for rent, when I have a lease and I can give him a lease to continue? But in our case, as we said at the beginning, I don't have a lease. That's the whole reason why I'm not paying rent. I'm not paying rent because the landlord slash builder wants to retain the right to evict me whenever he wants. So if I'm not paying rent because I don't have a lease, it's unfair to be able to collect rent from my tenant as well. The Or Sameach discusses a very interesting shaila, again based on the concept of Ketzer Halo Oisa Schar B'Parasa Shal Chaveri. He discusses a situation where somebody rented a house from someone else, and the tenant put insurance on the house. That if it has fire insurance, that if it has some debris of fire, he'll be able to collect insurance. And there was a fire. So who collects the insurance? Does the landlord collect insurance, or does the tenant collect insurance? Because at first glance, it seems we would compare this to a situation of Ketzer Oisa Halo Schoir B'Parasoi Shal Chaveri. So I'm earning the insurance money because of a property which I do not own. However, says the Or Sameach, you can't compare the situation. Why? In the case where I rented a cow, and I then lent that very cow to somebody else, I didn't rent. The purpose of renting lending the cow to someone else was not that I should be able to collect anything from it. The purpose of lending the cow to someone else was that even though I rented the cow, for whatever reason, I'm lending this cow to someone else and giving him the right that I had. I had the right to use the cow. Now I'm giving that right to the person to whom I am lending the cow. But in our case, when I pay insurance, I'm paying insurance that if Chas V'Shalom does a fire, I should get paid, and not anyone else. And therefore, the halacha is that if there's a fire, the tenant will get the insurance money, not the landlord. However, the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah discusses an extension of the shaila. There was someone who traveled on a trip. He didn't have his own suitcases, and he borrowed suitcases, very expensive suitcases, they were worth $2,000, from a friend. He checked into the hotel where he was staying, and there was a fire in the hotel, and the suitcases got burnt. The insurance company of the hotel is not only prepared to pay for the value of these suitcases, the $2,000, but they're actually prepared to pay $4,500. The extra $2,500 is for the emotional distress of a person staying in a hotel where there was this terrible fire. So the question is, this insurance payment, how much, what is the halacha? So he says, the $2,000 that was received as a payment for the value of the suitcases, it seems as the concept of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Ketz oisa halos schoira beperosa shel chaveri. And even if we'll say the vort of the Arsameach, that insurance payments go to the tenant who paid the insurance, not to the landlord, here it's not the same. Why? Because since I borrowed the suitcases, and we know, as we're learning Perek HaMafkid, the halacha is that a shoyl is chayiv ba'ointzin. So since I'm a shoyl, I'm chayiv ba'ointzin. So here, when it was a fire, I have to pay for the suitcases. So the money that I received from the insurance company with the value of the suitcases, I have to pay to the owner of the suitcases. But the extra $2,500 that I'm receiving because of the emotional distress, that I don't owe to the owner of the suitcases, and that I will be able to keep. But now he discusses another scenario, the exact same shaila, but I didn't borrow these suitcases. I rented the suitcases. What would be the halacha then? So then, not only can I keep, as we just said, the extra $2,500, that for sure I'm entitled to keep, but I'm also entitled to keep the $2,000, the value of the suitcases. Because as we learn in our Mishnah, a soicher, someone who rents, is not chai ba'ointzen. So here the fire in the hotel was an oinus. So when the insurance company pays me, that's not considered ketzer oisa halos chayver parasha shel chaveiro, as we learned from the Arsameach, that insurance payments do not fall into this category, and I'll be able to keep the entire value of the suitcase and the value of the emotional distress, and the owner of the suitcases will receive nothing.